Support provided by the Joint and Spine Center at Heartland Regional Medical Center, offering a comprehensive approach to joint pain treatment, from education to diagnosis through treatment and recovery. Seminar information at heartlandregional.com.
Happy Thursday on the WSIU Almanac. In sports, today in 1925, Lou Gehrig hit his first Grand Slam. He would go on to hit 22 more Grand Slams in his career. And in 1903 on this day, the first Ford Model A was sold. The price for the base model, $385. Locally, some gardens now just maybe putting forth some early watermelons who probably love this hot weather. And how do you tell when they're ripe? University of Illinois Extension Service educator Nathan Johanning tells us.
Watermelons are always a challenge if anyone's ever tried to grow watermelons. Of course, the fruit, if you tap on it with your hand, you'll get kind of a hollow sound to it. The other thing you can look at is on the underside of the watermelon where it sits on the ground. Typically, when it's immature, that will be a whitish color. But as it matures, that will turn kind of more of a creamy yellow color.
Saturday in Cape Girardeau at the Conservation Nature Center, you can enjoy a program about outdoor campfire cooking starting at 10 a.m. The Missouri Department of Conservation is putting the program on, and to find out more, simply call Cape Girardeau's Conservation Nature Center at 573-290-5218. If you like hiking on trails that you don't have to be an Olympic athlete to navigate, the Shawnee Group of the Sierra Club has a list of easy-to-tackle trails in different regions of southern Illinois, and you can see that list by simply going to our website, and our website is wsiunews.org. And that's the WSIU Almanac for this 23rd day of July. Have a good rest of the day.